Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get a chance to visit with Kent Backus, Executive Director of Government Affairs for NCBA. Today, Kent, I'd like to talk about exports of beef. In general, I read that it's good news, and especially variety meats is what really adds a huge amount of value to the carcass.
Well, we look at exports alone. They account for about $450 per head. And that's a number we've seen grow from, you know, just a few, maybe $75 to $100 a few years ago to almost $500 today. So that just shows there's a lot of growth potential on the export side. It also means there's a lot of, you know, global demand for U.S. beef. We produce a high-quality grain-finished product that's unmatched anywhere else. Most of our competitors out there are focused on the grass-finished market. It's a very lean product, so it's a different flavor profile. And while we do have a lot of grass-finished producers here in the U.S., that's more of a niche market because most of what we're producing is going to be finished on grain. So we want to be able to maximize that carcass, and one of the key ways to do that is in a lot of these Asian and North African and Latin American markets where they're buying a lot of products that Americans aren't really looking for at the grocery store. And so we've seen a lot of potential for sales there and a lot of opportunities to go out and expand our global footprint and our global access through trade agreements and other market access agreements.
Well, and it's not that those people buy that only because of price point. They truly like those meats.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I like some of those meats too, but a lot of my friends won't, you know, they don't want to eat that when they come over. It's so we're going to export, we're going to get paid more for those cuts in other parts of the world. But what we export are really a lot of those things that Americans find, you know, I wouldn't say less desirable, but definitely less profitable for us. But we also import a lot of beef. We import a lot of grass-finished trimmings. We need that to mix with the trimmings from our fat cattle in order to make ground beef. You know, we used to take that chuck and throw it in the grinder, and that was helping us meet that goal for grind. We still do grind up some chucks, but now we cut it into a flat iron steak and sell it at a higher price. Mm-hmm. So that drives that overall carcass value and overall value for our cattle. So as we innovate and continue to develop these new cuts and develop markets for them, we're still going to want to meet that demand for ground beef here. So those lean trimmings are important. If we don't have access to those, we're either going to have to produce a lot more grass-finished cattle, which is not necessarily going to be good as far as pricing and competition goes. It really hasn't been the market signals there to suggest that, or we're going to lose that market altogether to, you know, chicken or some other inferior protein. So you've got all of these other things that are at play. Trade helps us balance all that. It helps us continue to be, you know, the dominant source and to be the biggest segment of U.S. agriculture.
Still, it appears that there's non-nutrient limiting issues around the world that try to keep us out of markets.
That's right. And we see not just, animal health and food safety measures that we have to troubleshoot on the non-tariff side. We're now seeing climate as a big factor. The Europeans want to have, you know, taxes on imports and taxes on a lot of other things. And they're really trying to pull their producers and other producers away from animal protein production over to plant-based. They're trying to use government policy to push that production. But there's no science that actually supports the justification to do that. We also see the European Union, the United Kingdom, and others trying to have more animal welfare provisions put into place and enshrined in law. The problem with that is that animal welfare, it is a priority for us, but it's rooted in science. It's what's best for the animal, not what do interest groups think is best for the animal. And so anytime that those issues can take a foothold in policy and in international trade, then it does disrupt the market, and it also creates additional burdens for our veterinarians and for our people from cow-calf and stocker sectors and our feed yards. So that's the last thing we need. We have high input costs already. We don't need unjustified, non-science-based barriers erected. I think those are all marketing goals that we can target. I think there's room for that if the market determines that's where we should go, but it shouldn't come at a government directive that's not based in science.
We're visiting with Kent Backus. He's Executive Director for Government Affairs for NCBA. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.